And you're welcome back to the news at one. They have a remarkable 372 caps between them, but this afternoon it's been announced that three of Ireland's best known and most successful rugby players, Cian Healy, Peter O'Mahony and Conor Murray, are to retire from the international game. Cian Healy and Peter O'Mahony are also to retire from their provinces, while Conor Murray is leaving Munster to play abroad. RTE rugby analyst Donal Lenehan joins us on the line. Donal, thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon. Perhaps this isn't unexpected, but we're talking here about three men who have made enormous contributions to Irish sport.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Rachel. Probably three of the greatest players to feature for Ireland. And, you know, you mentioned the amount of cumulative caps there. I have to say, when I heard the announcement this morning, I was absolutely thrilled that the three of them have decided to go out on their own terms. You know, sport isn't always perfect, and a lot of players, unfortunately, don't get to decide when they leave the stage. But by virtue of the fact that it's been announced now in advance of this game, this massive game against France on Saturday week, I think it'll even add to what is already going to be an incredible occasion. Three players, all Test Centurions, all British and Irish Lions, and incredibly, 5-6 Nations titles and 2 Grand Slams, which is phenomenal achievement.
The lengths of their careers are striking too. In an era when playing at an international level requires just enormous commitment.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. A huge amount of travel involved, a huge amount of time away from your families. All three, have kids. But I think they go back. I mean, I know Peter O'Mahony from a young boy. I still remember him 5-6 years of age running around the dressing rooms in Cork Caen. He's been steeped in rugby since his very early days. Conor Murray, I vividly remember his. I covered his first cap, a World Cup warm-up match against France in Bordeaux in 2011. And even though we lost to France that evening, he was propelled almost immediately into that Ireland World Cup squad for the 2011 World Cup and has been there since. While Cian Healy, I think, first captain in 2007. An awful lot has happened in rugby since then. And for him, to the contribution he's made both to Irish and indeed Leinster rugby with a number of Champions Cup successes there as well. Incredible.
Yeah, that is remarkable, isn't it? A career of almost 20 years. Do you expect that they will continue to have an involvement with rugby?
It's a difficult one. A lot of players, you see some of them have a sort of a coaching gene in them, and they you can see some of those players gravitate to that. Others have just had enough of it, and they're quite happy to explore pastures new. So all of them have interest outside of the game. As you mentioned, I think Conor Murray is going to play maybe overseas for another year. The likes of Peter O'Mahony, I certainly would feel that he could potentially be a brilliant coach. Peter is a bit old school, you know, he has that sort of characteristics that a lot of the modern players don't have. But I'm sure all three will take time to reflect before making any decisions on that front.
Donal, thank you very much for talking to us. RTE's rugby analyst Donal Lenehan there.